With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Could Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz end up on the Supreme Court? That was the intriguing possibility raised by President Trump Thursday in an exclusive interview with Salem Radio Network talk show host Hugh Hewitt. The president was asked to comment on a number of potential nominees should an opening occur on the high court during his remaining 3 years in office.
No, those are all great names. Every one of those names is a great name. Now, Ted Cruz, the nice part about him is we'd get a 100% approval. Every Democrat would vote yes, and every Republican would vote yes, because they would love to get him the hell out of the Senate, all of them. So that he's the only one that would be a guaranteed confirmation, and he's a smart guy. He's a good guy.
In his Salem interview, the president spoke highly about Cruz, a one-time rival during Mr. Trump's successful candidacy for the presidency in 2016. The House has voted to renew Obamacare subsidies for 3 years. Here's Greg Clugston.
17 House Republicans voted with Democrats to continue the health insurance tax credits that expired at the end of December. GOP leaders were unable to stop the vote because enough lawmakers signed a discharge petition to overrule the House Speaker. The bill now goes to the Senate, where pressure is building for a similar bipartisan compromise. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Yet more bloodshed on the streets. This time, Customs and Border Protection agents have shot and wounded two people in Portland, Oregon Thursday. A spokesman says the agents acted in self-defense. And that fatal ICE shooting in Minnesota sparking a jurisdiction clash between state and federal authorities. Governor Tim Walz is crying. He says his state must have a role in that investigation. He is still livid with the Trump administration. This is SRN News. Well, Christian leaders urging prayers for peace following the capture of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro.
Faith leaders who minister to Christians in Venezuela and to the Venezuelan diaspora in the United States are being met with uncertainty and high emotions. The Venezuelan National Baptist Convention is asking that God would bring what they're calling a climate of peace and calm for the Venezuelan people. The Catholic Archbishop of Miami, who ministers to a large Venezuelan community, said there is an anxiousness about what is next, but he believes the church has a key role to play in helping that country move forward. George Williams reporting.
Pro-life groups calling on Congress to keep the Hyde Amendment, which bars federal money from being spent on abortion services. Earlier this week, President Trump urged House Republicans to be flexible on the issue. National Right to Life says Hyde protections must not be weakened. This is SRN News. Wall Street drifted Thursday with defense stocks offsetting some losses in the tech industry. Here's Seth Sutel.
Major indexes ended mixed on Wall Street as gains for defense contractors were offset by losses in big tech companies. The S&P 500 barely budged on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 270 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. Makers of weapons and other military equipment rallied after President Donald Trump said he wants to sharply increase government spending on defense. Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, and L3Harris Technologies helped lead the way. Several big tech companies, including NVIDIA, fell. Seth Sutel, New York.
IRS will start accepting 2025 tax returns on January 26th, making the official start of the tax filing season. But if you like to dawdle along and take your time, the filing deadline is April 15th. More details at srnnews.com.